Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Anybody really talks about, there's like a level of etiquette among swingers when they're in these dating sites, and we didn't know that. So
yeah.
I would say that was one of the first really awkward things that happened to us.
So let's get to it.
The conversations you're about to hear are intended for mature audiences. If adult themes are offensive to you, well, grow up.
So dirty talk, so yeah. Sex talk.
Yeah, it started off as dirty talk.
I was actually like very excited to see my partner with somebody else.
She looked at me and said, so you want to have sex with other people, that's what you're saying.
And you find it a turn on to hear about what he did.
Yeah, and then it's like, I want to come home and get it the way she got it.
Does he know you have a boyfriend?
Well, yes.
This is Consenting Adults with Lena Wynn.
My guests today are back with an update. I love it when this happens. They were on episode 57. And back then, Doug and Patty were like only into each other. And it was enough. And there was a lot going on with them back then. BDSM and all types of fun stuff. And back then I had said, hey, if you know, things change, because I kind of had an inkling back then that they were pretty adventurous and that they might want to broaden their horizons. And boy, have they. Doug and Patty, welcome back to the show. It's been 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years since we last talked.
Yeah, it has been 2 years. We were trying to figure it out earlier and we were like, wow, yeah, that was 2 years. We have to get back to Lena.
And has a lot happened in those 2 years?
Oh boy. Yes. A lot has happened. I feel like we just kind of jumped straight into the deep end.
And how long after we talked did you guys actually do something other than what you told me about?
We actually ended up going to our first lifestyle party was in September of that same year. But not long after we had spoken with you, we started on dating websites just to kind of see what it was like. So that was the very first kind of launch pad for
We kind of jumped into it. Just we were discussing it a lot. We were discussing it as we were talking to you, and then I think we pulled the trigger shortly thereafter and jumped on a couple of the couples dating websites, and it kind of just blew up from there.
Let's talk about your mindset before you did all this. So was there what were your concerns? Were you concerned about jealousy? What were your concerns?
I think everybody's worried about the jealous aspect of it. I mean, it always sounds like a hot idea. And when you actually get into it, you don't know if you're like, oh, I'm going to beat the shit out of this guy because this is bad. You know, he's all over my wife. But we kind of got over all of the jealousy things. It just became our communication became more and more open. And because our communication was open, I believe that a lot of that stuff was mitigated. And we openly spoke about it when there was certain pings on different levels or different aspects of what we were thinking about doing, or when we were approaching boundaries or not, we were able to talk through those. And we actually, I believe, for the most part, it was a pretty fluid transition.
It was more fluid than I really anticipated. Because of how I hold our BDSM side of things in such a high regard, and we were really trying to make sure that there was a distinct line between our BDSM lifestyle and the swinging lifestyle. And I was really worried that my subby side would just really feel very territorial. I thought I was going to be very jealous. In my mind, I made this to be this huge struggle. And then we had our first experience and I was like, wow, I actually really enjoyed that and feel no jealousy at all whatsoever. So it really blew me away. I don't know. I guess your brain just kind of compartmentalizes that. I'm not really sure. But yeah, there was less of that than I anticipated for sure.
Okay. So going into your first experience in the lifestyle, other than just the stuff that you were doing with yourselves and each other, were there rules? Were there hard rules? Like, I mean, what were your rules going into this?
Oh. Go ahead.
Sounds like you broke them all. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's pretty much everybody. It's like, here's the rule book and here's the hand grenade that goes right with it.
You're right.
I am very much a rules person. And so, of course, for me, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to have all these rules. There's going to be no kissing. You know, all of these things are off the table, you know, soft swap only. And then I feel like with each experience, and we gained a little more confidence, we just kind of kept moving that bar. It just, when you're in the situation, I feel like the rule book kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, you're kind of, if you got, you know, it was like you're kind of acting unnaturally if you're bound by, you know, hard and fast rules on everything. I mean, you obviously need some hard and fast rules to avoid the conflicts that would arise between the two of you or the four of you, but or the three of you. But, you know, we had our rules. One of them early on was no kissing. We found out that after doing that, I think for one or two experiences, we were like, this just doesn't make any sense. Like,
for
we're
us.
All, yeah, yeah, for us, it doesn't make any sense. It certainly can be anybody's rule. But, you know, for us, it was like, well, we're all over each other and the other people. Why are we eliminating that aspect of more pleasure, I guess you could say?
Yeah. Would you say that the rule was in place because you were afraid it might have been too intimate? And yes. Then when you're in the experience, it became like just another activity.
I really do feel so. I think it did seem just very intimate, very, yeah, I guess that would be the best word for it, is just mm-hmm. very intimate between just he and I. And now you're going to see your partner doing that very intimate thing with another person. And I thought that was going to be a bit of a hot button.
And it was just hot. It was just hot.
Yeah, it was just hot. Exactly.
Simply hot. Yes,
exactly. Of course, we would always, if someone else had that boundary as a hard no, we would appreciate that and stick to that. But we found for ourselves, it just was something that it required us to think too much about it in the moment. You know, you're in this hot and heavy environment and you're doing all these really hot things. And we just find for ourselves, we get carried away. And if we have to do some mission control after the fact and kind of reconvene and talk about what didn't work, we can do that better than trying to keep cognitively not doing it in the moment.
Yeah. Limiting your experience just for the sake of, I don't know what she's going to feel about this or what he's going to feel about this. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it very well with whatever happens. We're in this together. If something made me insanely jealous, I'll either like, okay, let's stop like right now and we'll take a walk, or same thing on her end. Well, all right, let's take a walk and discuss it. Or we just go with the flow, do everything. And then we debrief very well. Like mm-hmm. afterwards, we come back together. We, you know, got the whole reclamation process. We discuss the whole thing, what we like, what we didn't like. And we just kind of drop back from there and like, all right, let's not do that again, or let's do this again. And
that's kind of the best part, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reconnection.
Okay. Has that happened? Has the let's go take a walk thing happened?
I don't think we've had to stop in the middle of a thing.
We've never had to stop a scene. We did have a night where we had gone to a resort together, and we had visited a dungeon that is there that we were like, oh, dungeon, that's right up our alley. We're going to go have a BDSM scene here and just kind of see what that's all about there.
Public to anybody, public to the resort. Public to anybody resort, could walk yeah. in on your scene. Anybody could view the scene, anything like that.
We were with a couple that we had played with the night before, and they wanted to visit the dungeon with us knowing that we were into DS. And the husband was trying to get Doug to spank his wife because yeah. he thought it was something she was into and he wanted her to experience that. And I was like, hold on, we got to reconvene here, because that was a ping for me. Like I just was not on board with that happening.
That is one of our hard and fast rules. We do not intermix the BDSM, our DS lifestyle, and swinging. I do not
spank anyone else another. But her.
Yeah, I don't spank anybody else but her. I won't take on even like a submissive, like they won't even take on like a submissive they can't take a submissive role basically to me in that scene. Yeah. We leave that aside. That's us. And we like to keep that us. That's just the way we roll.
That's the only time we've had to really shut anything down is because it's starting to encroach upon things that might be a little too intimate to our DS lifestyle. So, but never in a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask, is that a Patty thing or is that a Doug thing? It sounds like
a
Patty
thing. That's a we thing, I think. I don't.
I hope so.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So does that mean that, like, Doug, like, you would never want to spank anyone else?
I don't think that I mean, you know, there's a difference between the in the moment doggy style spankings and an actual like flogging of a girl that's splayed out on a cross. I don't think I would ever take on another submissive, and I don't want to. I mean, that's a her and I thing. That's a pretty even keeled thing.
Okay. Very nice. Let's talk about the first swinging experience.
This one's a good one.
Tell me about it. What happened?
Well,
did you say golly?
I would, when we very first got into the dating website side of things, I don't think anybody really talks about, there's like a level of etiquette among swingers when they're in these dating sites, and we didn't know that. So I would say that was one of the first really awkward things that happened to us, is that there's like all these buttons where you can push and see people's risque pictures. But there's apparently like a set of unspoken rules where you don't push that button unless you've shared yours as well. And we had some pretty funny situations where the buttons look very similar, and I accidentally touched the wrong button. And this woman came for me like I have never seen in my entire life and berated me in this long tirade. And I was like,
she actually berated me for your action.
Yes. Yeah. She was calling me misogynistic. And I mean, it was just, that was our very first experience of just speaking with another couple. So we're really careful now.
Our first thing, we had a couple that we did meet. That was on one of the sites that we met them, right? Mm-hmm. And they called us, and there was a lifestyle party. It was just like a bar takeover, basically. It's a Halloween party. It's a schoolgirl party or whatever, schoolgirl and nerds. Mm-hmm. And so we went, and they were like, oh, you know, come to this hotel. We're staying in downtown Albany. Why don't you get the room next to us? I know a guy. It's this whole, you know, I know a guy thing that New Yorkers always say. You know, we're going to get you in a room next door to us. Come to find out, that didn't happen. We were a couple of floors down. So, you know, in typical New York fashion, the guy fell through. And so, you know, we get there and, you know, we're going, getting ready to go out. We go and have a couple of drinks. We come to find out that they're in town for more of a monster truck show than they are for this event. And they're trying to get us to go to a monster truck show.
That was monster truck, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
You heard that right.
We could care less about, you know, Monster Truck. We have all these feelings going on and anticipation and excitement and all this. And that's just the last thing we thought we were going to be doing. But, and we didn't do it.
The hotel that we booked because of this ended up being like 20 miles from our actual event because it was closer to the Monster Truck rally. So that it was just like this cacophony of misunderstandings. It was very funny. Series of unfortunate events, I guess. But we end up going to the party with them. We meet them.
Actually, the night before we played with them. That was the first time we ever had an experience. And
the experience was wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would say like that was.
But wait, how did we get here? Go back.
We're all over the place. Okay.
Go back to the first experience.
Okay. Yeah. So we end up being a little bit overwhelmed by the fact that we had showed up for what we thought might be our first experience, not knowing for sure, but thinking, and ended up being invited to a monster truck rally instead. So we were a little confused, but we ended up rallying, no pun intended, later that night. And they invited us back. We met for drinks, hit it off a little bit, decided that, you know, we'll put that behind us. It was odd, to say the least.
Yeah, they did finally meet up with us after they were done with their monster truck friends. They met up with us finally. And then, you know, we were in the elevator and we got like, they had this awkward goodbye at our floor.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, we'll see you guys later. We'll see you tomorrow night or whatever. Cause we were still going to the party with them. And then, you know, we went upstairs and her and I are talking. We're like, well, that was interesting, you know, to say the least, or whatever. Yeah. They're nice people, you know, like, yeah, we could probably play with them tomorrow night or whatever. And then we got the text of, you know, hot tub's open. Why don't you come on up?
Yeah.
It's the gosh darn hot tub. Oh my God.
Every time, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So we went up to their room and the wife and I got into the hot tub, and I had always been very bi-curious. We were always kind of knowing that we were looking to have that as an experience at some point, whether it was with a couple or the elusive unicorn, which we're learning is extremely hard to find.
Still haven't found one of those.
So, of course, couple play is a good way to fulfill that. And so she and I got in the hot tub and kind of things kind of progressed there. There was some kissing.
I don't think she's going to let you do that.
Doug, are you anywhere near her ass?
I'm right here.
Do again. It. Oh, God. Oh, that might have been harder than the first one. Oh, you bad girl, Patty. Bad girl. Let's go back.
Okay.
You're both in the hot tub.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm insane. I'm just like insanely like it. I'm like insanely turned on at this point. She's in there, you know, naked with his wife. Mm-hmm. They're both incredibly, incredibly sexy. And I think you were just sitting there sipping on your drink there for a little while. And the other one is playing with her hair, and she's playing with her hair and whipping her hair back and forth. And I'm like, I said to her, I said, Patty, she's been playing with her hair for about 20 minutes. I think she's waiting for you to kiss her. And that's, so that's, so she did. And it kicked off from there. We moved out of the tub and into the suite living room area, and lots of oral and lots of, I was watching and had a,
oh my God,
ball.
Doug.
Yes. I'm not getting spanked. This isn't happening.
Well, I know you can't. Man, if I was there, you'd be in big trouble. If I was there, you'd be in big trouble. Patty, so yes. Kissing this woman, what was that like for you? I mean, you'd always been curious, and all you did was kiss in the hot tub?
No, we did in the hot tub was kiss. And I had, you know, I think every girl, maybe not every girl, but I think many girls have, like, an out with their girlfriends, everybody's had a little alcohol. Now we're going to have a little kiss on the lips because it's funny and people are watching, maybe in college, whatever. So the kissing itself wasn't
it's
so
okay.
much of a stretch. Yeah, it was okay. But we ended up moving to the bed and doing soft swap. And that was really where I was pushing a lot of my boundaries and not boundaries, but of course, my church upbringing was just, there were all these bells and whistles screaming in my head that I was doing something wrong, but it was so incredibly hot. Yeah. So yeah, it was just a really hot experience. They were a great couple to begin our journey with because they had some experience of their own. So
they were pretty new too, but they had a couple of things with another same couple. They were very respectful of us. And, you know, again, getting monster truck thing aside, they were awesome people. Yeah. And we had a great time. But yeah, we did the soft swap stuff, you know, blowjobs,
let's go back to Patty. So you had been wanting to have these experiences with another woman, so you know, the kissing mm-hmm. was okay, you go to the bed, then what happened? I mean, did she have to guide you along? Did you find it natural? What did you do?
I am kind of a person that just throws myself into things and figures it out just in life in general. And so I think there was less guiding that needed to happen. I'm sure I was awkward. I'm sure I would love to hear it from her angle because I'm sure I was not as smooth as I could be. But she was very patient while I just kind of learned the ropes. She did guide a little bit, I would say. But
are
yeah,
we eventually going to get to the point where you tell me what you actually did?
I went down on this woman and ate her out. She went down on me and ate me out. We kissed. There was okay. a lot of.
Was it touching. Everything you thought it would be? Were you turned on by it?
I was turned on by it. When I went into it, I really felt like I was bi. Like, I had always thought women were beautiful. I just really felt like I was going to have this experience and find out that I was just all in bi and that was like my new thing and I was rip-raring and ready to go. And I came away from it with more of a, no, I'm bi-curious. I enjoy bi-situational, maybe is a good word.
Bi-curious, bi-situational, mm-hmm. bi-flexible is what we've heard on your show, you know, to kind of, you know, for you, I'm still straight as an arrow.
Nothing has changed for Dunn.
I never doubted it.
And firefighter. It's just not my thing. Oh, I know. I'm sure there's plenty of firemen out there. Sure.
And no judgment.
No judgment at all. Yeah. But
yeah, I was extremely turned on by it. I do enjoy playing with other women. In fact, we had a situation where we had met a bunch of really neat couples that were just very fun. And the girls all got into a situation one night where there were probably six of us women and there was a strap-on involved. And we were all just like messing around, having fun. And that was like, I don't seek out women-only experiences, but I do enjoy them when they happen, I guess is a good way to put that.
You have to ask her about the strap-on experience because that was probably the funniest thing that I've ever seen. With her.
What happened? Was she the receiver or?
She was both, giver? Actually. But she got this thing on and she loves the helicopter, right? You know about the helicopter, I'm sure.
You mean the twirly dance that you guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, loves the helicopter. Well, she got this thing on and she could not stop helicoptering and she was laughing.
Is that
she
what you guys laughing. Call it? Helicopter?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know that anybody else calls it that.
She calls it.
I call it that.
She's,
I don't know.
Do the helicopter, babe. Yeah, all the time. But yeah, but she, that's like her thing. And so she got this thing on and she could not stop doing it. She was laughing to almost to her knees laughing and she couldn't even like contain herself. It was one of the, I was just sitting in the kitchen laughing because I was just watching most of it anyway.
Yeah, there were like six guys just sitting there watching all of us. It was hilarious. But we, I had never seen a strap-on put on a person. I had never, like, I didn't know how to get it on. They had to suit me up in this, I don't even know. It was like a harness with a, you slipped in a dildo. And so I had to, like, I felt like I was getting ready to, like, jump from a plane. There's all these harnesses and, like,
they know, did. They suited you up. That's the best way to put it. And then
and
you
the
proceeded
only
to.
The thing I could think of when I got it on was how great it was to have an appendage I don't normally have and, like, swing it around and see what it could do, you know? But yeah, so then one of the women allowed me to try it on her.
On a swing, yeah.
On a swing. And then. It was a lot of fun, but I will tell you, I feel for guys because it is a lot more work to keep that thing where it's supposed to be, especially for women who have very small spots that are pleasurable, right? So
I think for men, it's already attached to them.
Yeah, they have that going for them. And I would say that, you know, like, I don't know, it's just, it's all in the hips. It was a lot more work than I anticipated. I'll just say that, but a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let's go back. Okay. So, so you did some stuff with this girl and you found out that it's, you know, fun and exciting and, but it's not really your thing, meaning you don't have romantic feelings or you wouldn't seek out women on your own, right?
Correct. I don't know that that I would date women exclusively.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so then what happened after that? You maybe put on a little show for the guys?
The guys did a lot of watching us play. That was kind of the premise for that first experience was, okay, we know for a fact that you want to have a bi experience and see what it's all about. So we're going to give you that. And the way we're going to do that is that the guys are going to kind of watch you guys play. So we did that. And then we moved into she and I giving her husband oral sex together and then swapping husbands orally. Mm-hmm. Yep. I gave him a
Double job. There were two double blow jobs, you know.
A little bit of time with both of us on
Yep.
And that was really the full experience.
Yeah, like, we did. We stopped at the soft swap for that one. There was no, and I don't believe that to that date that they had done full swap either. Mm-hmm. They were pretty much a soft swap couple as well. Uh-huh. So that was our back to our first experience. I don't know if you caught that transition. We're not at the club anymore. This was back at the first experience.
Right. This was actually before right? This was actually before the party that you attended with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Correct. Okay. So did you hook up the next night?
Well, they had friends that were coming that they had already invited. And when we met the friends, it didn't really, I can't speak for them because we've never had a conversation about it, but I very much feel that they were all looking to have an orgy experience, but they never told us that.
Oh. It was kind of misleading. It was kind of misleading for the night, you know, kind of going to the party. I think they were looking for what a lot more than what we were signed up for and communicated for.
Right.
I think they were kind of, I don't want to say ambushing, but it was definitely
wasn't a great communication.
Yeah, there. The communication was not great in what they were looking for, if that was the case. Right. But
okay. From that, we've learned to really ask a lot of questions and make sure everybody's on the same page, because I felt like we just didn't have great communication that night. So we ended up going to the party with them. They ended up not liking the party and leaving with the other couple,
trying to get us to go with them, and we were like, "Nah, we're having fun," and we ended up staying, and we were there. We closed the place down and ended up going back with another couple.
Oh,
we ended up going back with another couple, which was also a soft swap, and that's it.
Oh,
and actually, no, that was just soft swap. You and her, the guys didn't do anything at all. Yeah,
she and I just played that night.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you guys are taking it easy. You're right? Slowly.
This is only night two of two right there.
Yeah. Right. You're really just dipping your toes or whatever. When did you actually have your first full swap?
So when we went to this lifestyle resort, and the first day we were there, it was really slow. We thought that there was going to be a lot more people for a Friday, and they're just apparently everybody kind of comes in on Saturdays there. And we met another couple that was just, he was very boisterous, came over very talkative, came over, introduced himself, introduced his wife, and we just kind of hit it off. We had been, after our first soft swap experiences, we really were not pigeonholed into the fact that we weren't ever going to full swap, but we are very selective with who we wanted to do that with. We didn't want to just do it with anyone because we felt like we wanted to be selective about that experience. And so it had been a full year since we had started swinging, and we'd had a couple, maybe two or three experiences with a few different couples, just soft swap all the time. And we met this couple, and we just really hit it off and ended up having
cabana,
our first.
The cabana on Saturday, the poolside cabana in front of the entire bar out on the pool. You know, we exchanged the husbands and wives, and but it was, again, just soft swap. We were sitting there just having a couple of drinks, and Patty leaned over and was like, "Do you mind if I give him a blowjob?" I'm like, "No, go ahead." And that's what kicked it off.
Mm-hmm. So
this resort is really open about
sex out in the open.
Sex in the open.
Really open bored. About openness.
Yeah. Like there was, you walk in and people are doing things poolside, and apparently my inhibitions just flew right out the window at seeing that. So yeah, cabana was a right in front of everyone situation, but we really clicked with them. And so the next, I guess later that night, we ended up inviting them back to our room, and we ended up full swapping with them.
Yeah, we had the whole full swap right in the room.
Okay,
it was great.
One bed or two beds?
There's two beds there, but we were all in one bed. We're always same room, no matter what. And I don't see us moving from that anytime soon. Okay. And then, but yeah, we were all in the same bed. You know, queen size bed. It was just a pile of flesh and boobs.
The four of you were in a queen size bed.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yep.
Wow, that's like close quarters. Yep.
She was he was behind her. He was behind her. Mm-hmm. She was giving me a blowjob, and his wife was giving me a blowjob, and then that switched and his wife was riding me while you were right in my face getting fucked by him behind. Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of action going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. Yep.
How was it? I mean, was there, did you keep on checking with each other to make sure that it was okay since it was your first experience?
I feel like by that point, we had had enough soft swap experiences and enough conversation. We'd been doing it for long enough, for a year at that point, really, that there's less checking in that happens in the moment than there is ahead of time. Like, hey, yeah. Are you okay with this? If this is going to happen, do you feel like we're headed that direction? And it's always, you know, we talk about it first. And of course, if someone were to get uncomfortable, we would shut it down immediately and stop what we were doing. But we've never had to do that. No. And I felt like us waiting until we had a good connection with a couple was really the right choice. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, and, no, we had a blast.
Planned to meet them again.
Yeah, and we will be meeting them again. They had 10 years of experience as swingers mm-hmm. previous to us, and they were nothing but respectful. And like I said, we'll play with them again. And right now, it's just trying to get everything together with life, as we were talking about before, and then trying to insert a hobby into it is sometimes it's tougher than not. But
right.
Yeah, I actually had a bit of performance anxiety that night. That was I was a little bit nervous, which actually shocked me. I'm typically not a nervous person, but I had a bit of performance anxiety that the girls helped out with rather handily. Yeah. But and it worked. But you know, it was. You know, just when you think you got a handle on everything and you're like, oh, this is really hot. I'm definitely going to rock this. It's like, no, you're not.
Sometimes body parts have other ideas sometimes.
Sure. So since then, how many of these full swap experiences have you had?
That's it.
We have
been so crazy busy. We've really not done anything since then.
Yeah, are you raring to go though?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working about 80 hours a week. So we're still split states. So that's, we have a hard enough time getting to see each other. And again, we keep our BDSM lifestyle, our DS lifestyle, first and foremost. I think we're just like everything. I mean, it sounds like, you know, trying to tell you all of our last 2 years of experience in the last 40 minutes here, you know, it sounds like we're like, you know, just sitting on a stick of dynamite ready to rock and roll. But we're not looking to do it just because we got to do it to keep ourselves entertained. We entertain ourselves rather well, I think. I would say we're looking forward to the next one. We have a couple of couples that we talk to and that are on the menu, if you will. But to say that we're just, you know, that we're just dying to do it, I don't know if that's a good analogy there. What do you think?
Actually really surprised me too, because I thought we were going to be, you know, you look at some of these people on social media and you hear the podcast, and it very much sounds like there are people that just play all the time. And we just, I guess, are not one of those couples. We enjoy ourselves as dinner, and lifestyle is very much dessert for us. We enjoy it every now and again to the full extreme. But it's definitely not something that you'd want to eat all of the time.
Always enjoy talking to this lovely couple. Doug and Patty, thanks for the update. And if you'd like to get in touch with them, they're on Twitter at Lifestyle40sCouple. You can go to our show notes on how to spell it. If you're enjoying the program, we'd love it if you left us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And we'll see you next time on Consenting Adults.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.